Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Okay, so nothing's going to work, but yes, you are listening to Life Conversations Radio. But if I can just get my studio to work, come on, let there be peace on earth, let there be peace while Mercury is retrograding. And in the meantime, just want to let you know, you're listening to Ancestral Blueprints. Yeah, you tune into Life Conversations Radio for today's show, which always happens at the last Wednesday of the month, is Ancestral Blueprint. And for whatever reason, let's try this again. Whatever reason, things are not working. Actually, it's not even playing now. Okay, well, you know what we're going to do? Nice. This is what we're going to do. Okay, let's try. Let's just go to the song then. How about that? I've been playing, I've been listening to music before the show, but it's okay. This is live radio, so we don't have to be...
Live Conversations, the radio...
Oh, hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening... Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Yeah, well, with all that excitement, you better believe we will. Thank you, Mark Victor Hansen. Let's see if Mr. Who is this person? This is Mr. P. Mr. P, do you have anything to say?
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Husson. When I created 1-2-listen.com, I envisioned a service that could offer immediate relief from the dilemmas of daily life. On demand. I knew that many of you have been hurt by similar services on the internet because I've been in this industry for over 25 years, and I know that when you're hurt, the promise of a fix sounds irresistible, regardless of who's offering. The advisors at 1-2-listen.com are extraordinary, not because they've endured weeks of observation and testing, but because they promise to make their work here their number one priority. That means you will be speaking to someone who's here for you. We're not a perfect service, but we believe becoming a perfect service starts with having the courage to strive for perfection. I am Mark Husson, and 1-2-listen.com and the 1-2 family are my purpose. Give us a try. And if you've tried us before, try again, because I'm convinced that life is better when you don't feel alone. Thank you.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? Would you feel scared or proud? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Would you rather make your own way or spend a lifetime saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Right, how far will you go? Life is calling. Life is inviting you to see yourself, to embrace yourself, to become one with yourself, no matter what happens. Technical difficulties, it doesn't matter. How far will you go? Well, before I go anywhere, I've got to allow my ancestors. I've got to let all those who came before us welcome us home to ourselves so we can take a journey as we get ready to honor them on a deeper level, and they are you. They live in you. But we'll talk more about that. This is Giwayi Mata, Fonga, of course. We'll be back.
alafia ashe ashe. Uwani alafia ashe ashe.
To go get my drum, but I was drumming inside. Yes, Funga, a welcoming song, welcoming you to yourself, welcoming you to who you really are, welcoming your ancestors who are right here with you because they live in you, they live as you. You may think they're dead, but they're so alive. And we all have different ways of celebrating those who have gone before us. But we'll talk more about that. Giwa Imata, a group of beautiful sisters in Atlanta, And to find out more about them, their website address is Giwayen Marta. It's GIWAYENMATA.org. Somebody said I'm going too fast. GIWAYENMATA.org. There you have it. And if you didn't catch it, send me an email or Google me. Google them. Don't Google me. Yeah, don't Google me. Yes, yes, yes. We're back for another episode of Ancestral Blueprints. We just want to welcome you to yourself, to life, to this day. Thank you for saying yes to the invitation of this moment. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins, change is inspired, and we support you in making a difference because you can't help it. It is in your nature. The life that lives in you wants to expand and grow and inspire. And we support you in being all that you were created to be and so much more. You're listening to the Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Ade. Lisa Iverson is the author of Ancestral Blueprints, Revealing Invisible Truth in America's Soul. We're going deep. We're activating your DNA and help you find balance in this moment so you can be who you truly is. Not who you are, but who you truly is. Who is you? I am that I am. You is who you is. Let's see. I need to do something here. There's some stuff going on. Oh, let me be careful how I do this. I'm going to play a song, just a little musical thing, just to get things. I don't want to go quiet, but we're going to get this together. We're going to get it together, okay? Just hold the energy. But I don't know what I want to play. There's so many things to choose from. You want to keep it in the theme of drums. Let's keep it in the theme of drums. Let's do another one of Giwayen Marta. It's about for 30 seconds or a minute anyway. So we're taking your calls. We're taking your questions, 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346 is the number. Press 1 on your keypad if you have any questions. Oh, calm down. All right, now. Okay, I get it. But so anyway, I'm talking. if you want to post your questions on the fan page, like page, land page, you can post it on the Life Conversations Radio like page, Life Conversations Radio. So we're going to take a quick break. Well, we're going to just take care of some things. That's what we're doing. And we'll be back. So let's go to a quick announcement, and Lisa's in their house waiting patiently. We'll be back. Thank you. Ah, Kiwai Marta. Thank you, thank you. Mandiani. Yes, yes, yes. You're listening to Ancestral Blueprints. Well, we're navigating this train of transformation and making it look flawless. I love life. You got to embrace it. Let me bring on Celeste. Yes, you better be ready, Celeste. Well, you're always ready anyway. You're the celestial one. You tuned in and you knew exactly what to say. And I'll leave that part out. Hey, Celeste.
Hello, Life Coach today, and Lisa Iverson, and our wonderful listeners, who are really our family members, who are joining us. I see Yvette.
Yes,
I see Love and Happiness, and very quickly, Sun Goddess, and all our guests. I'm so excited about this show today. You know, I love Halloween. Let me go ahead. I do. I've got some background if you guys needed to, but I'm going to get to the announcements because I cannot wait to hear where we're going to go with our ancestors.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Wonderful. Hello, family. Welcome to Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach today. My name is Celeste Morgan, and I'll be keeping you informed of some of the happenings going on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Ancestral Blueprints airs on the last Wednesday of the month from 12 until 1:30 p.m. Eastern. If you happen to miss the show live, all the shows are archived. You can even subscribe on iTunes by entering Life Conversations. Call in with your questions, thoughts, and anything you're dealing with so Lisa Iverson and Life Coach today can support you. The call-in number is 347-426-3346. And make sure to press 1 on your keypad. Now, if you can't call in, you can post your questions on the Life Conversations Radio Fan Like page on Facebook. Just make sure that you create a new posting because we really want to make sure we get to you. Now, if you don't do or can't get on Facebook, you can go to LifeConversationsMedia.com. Hover on the Life Conversations Radio menu. Then you will see a drop-down menu. Click on the Ask Life Coach Today button and fill in the email. We also have exciting shows on the Life Conversations Radio Network. Be sure to join Life Coach Today for the Ask Life Coach Today radio show, Monday through Wednesday, 12 until 2 p.m. Eastern. You can get some soul food for your consciousness when you tune in. And don't miss Mbasa Safira on the play experience. Have you played with yourself today? Have you passionately loved and appreciated you? If not, take a trip on the playground every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern. And you can join me as well for the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern, where we connect with introspective tools like tarot to get you more clarity about your life's journey. Feel free to go to LifeConversationsMedia.com for more info. You'll find a calendar and a listing of all the shows. And for other places to tune in to Life Coach Today, the Ask Life Coach Today radio show is syndicated on Within Radio every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern. For more info, go to inspirebroadcasting.com. And don't forget to get on the soul train with the sounds of soul with Ade Anifeloshe on 12radio.com every Saturday night at 10 p.m. Eastern. Life Coach Today is hosting a musical show dedicated to getting you in touch with all of your senses, reminding you of your quest to love, dream, and connect with the inner freedom within. We also have a special treat for you. For a donation of $5 or more to the Ask Life Coach Today radio show, we will send you a brand new, hot off the presses, MP3 guided meditation done by Life Coach Today. Say yes to your good. I had an opportunity to take this journey, and I thoroughly enjoy getting in alignment with my good. So to experience it for yourself, make sure you donate by going to LifeConversationsMedia.com. Then hover. Don't click on the Life Conversations radio menu. Then click the Ask Life Coach Today drop-down menu, and you will see a donate button on the right-hand side. Or you can go to the Ask Life Coach Today radio show and or the Life Conversations Radio fan like pages, and simply click the donate button. We thank you in advance, family, for being such a blessing. Finally, since we're not doing a celestial moment today, let me take this opportunity to let you know that one is the energy of the day. The number one is ruled by the sun, and one is the magician in tarot. Get in touch with fresh starts and new beginnings, and create some magic in your life today. Now, that wraps up your announcements. Let's welcome back Lisa Iverson and Life Coach today.
Thank you, Celeste. Appreciate you. Stand by. We may pull you in again if you're needed, all right?
Indeed. I gotcha.
Thank you. Yes, indeed, you are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a rate. No, you're not. I had the thought in my head, but my mouth was doing something different. Sometimes you got to be present. I think I was multitasking. No, I don't think. I know I was multitasking. Okay, let's start that again. You are listening to the... I still was going to say the same thing. All right. It's hard on a brother, you know? You are listening. Look at Lisa's book. You're listening to Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Ade. I'm going to bring Lisa on. I just want to welcome our family members in the chat room on the phone line. Thank you all for tuning in. And love and happiness. Thank you very much. She said, I can't stay long, but wanted to check in and show my support. We honor and appreciate you. Now, for those of you who haven't listened to this show before, like, who is this Lisa person? I know. I'm just keeping Lisa waiting. I'm holding her back. All right, security, let Lisa in, please. Hey, Lisa. How are you?
I'm well. Good to be with you, Ade and Celeste, and everybody else who's with us today.
Yes, yes, yes. Welcome back. It's been a while. I think we haven't talked in a while. We've talked, but we haven't done a show in a while. let's make that clear. But it's nice to have you back, and I love what usually comes up in our conversation, my own personal journey, my own personal story, and then feedback that I get from listeners. So how have you been?
I've been really well. I am grateful for the chance to be in the conversation today. The season, it's quite, each season has its own rhythms and energies, and so the season that's with us right now, this fall, is it's just a perfect time for us to be in this conversation. So I'm doing well and looking forward to our time together today.
Yes, yes, yes. The season where we remind ourselves that love never dies, even though sometimes we have been conditioned to believe that death is the end. But in other ways, we still sort of celebrate the death that we say is the end with Halloween, and we're going to talk about the Day of the Dead as well. So I think we're ready to just jump in, you know. I can't think of anything else. Let's jump in. We are talking about honoring our ancestors. And before we actually go into talking about Halloween and honoring the dead and you know, the idea of love never dies, life is eternal, let's kind of just lay a foundation, because this conversation around ancestors is still one that makes some of us sometimes go, huh, what? I think they're dead and gone. Well, they have nothing to do with me. I didn't like my grandfather or so-and-so, whatever the case may be. Can you lay a foundation for us when what we are talking about when we say ancestors?
Yeah, well, our ancestors are our family members who've already died, our parents, grandparents, aunts, and uncles. The framework for the phrase Ancestral Blueprints, which is the title for part of the title for our show, comes out of the work that I do with Systemic Family Constellations. It's a group approach that works a lot with the soul of the family and the larger map of all the generations who came before us and also come after us, and where we fit, where we belong in that larger map. So as I've been in that field and the book that I wrote, the phrase that kept coming to me in the process of writing the book was ancestral blueprints, that's the phrase that makes sense to me to describe the map that's in us, that's in our soul, that's in our DNA, and then that it's in us and we are in it.
Mm.
So that's just a bigger framework for our conversation. Our ancestors, in Western culture, this part of the world, in the U.S. especially, we simply lost contact. We've lost contact with how much ancestors are real. You know, other parts of the world, indigenous-rooted cultures, there's no question about this. There's no thinking about it. It just is. But in Western culture, our U.S. Energy field particularly has had such a profound disconnection from family because of immigration, because of slavery, because of Native American First Nations, attempted genocide of their people, of our people. It's meant that we've inherited a sense of disconnection from ancestry. So it's quite a rich time. You know, we've got all these databases now, Ancestry.com and TV shows, you know, who do you think you are and where'd you come from? And
uh-huh.
We've got all these facts available to us now to show us our roots. So it's quite a compelling time, and our show is just another corner of that hologram to help us to get see and claim who
right.
and where we come from. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So I like, because when you were talking, I was thinking, you know, we've been disconnected, and I was thinking the next question I was going to ask you was, when do you know, I mean, I was just thinking about why is that, but you talked about immigration, slavery, genocide. So are you saying because of the history of America in the sense of how it came to be, that caused a disconnection?
It's all, yes. Yeah, it's part of the package. Of American history. American history includes this deeply unacknowledged truth, which is that the U.S. was formed out of disconnection from family.
Hold on, let that land for a minute. Woo! Okay. Yeah.
It's the elephant in the room that we can't see.
In our
country. So, you know, the question, well, what's an ancestor? Who are ancestors? What's the point? You know, it's part of that larger picture of history in this part of the world. So for me, I always see that our ancestors are one of our greatest untapped natural resources. They are in our soul. They're not just an idea. They're real. And so this time in the fall, Halloween, Day of the Dead, All Saints Day, All Souls Day, it's a rich time to, because the veil is quite thin. The veil is thin between the living and the dead this season. It's also harvest time. It's also... It's just a rich, rich time. So this is, you know, for farmers, for the way that food is harvested in many parts of the world, it's also a ritual, a celebration of harvesting. So the connection between the dead and the living is really clear. You know, like, we need to claim who and where we come from to receive the fullness from them. It's a nourishment for the soul in connection with the nourishment of the body that comes from harvest time, those of us who are alive to receive the food that's here for us. It's a full circle time. It's a full circle time between the living and the dead.
You know, I always say, I feel like I'm redundant. I always say with this show, Ancestral Blueprints, you know, when I'm doing my other show, I guess because I'm the one hosting the show, it's a different way of listening. And as I listen to you, everything you're sharing with me just kind of leaves me feeling full, like, wait a minute, let's really break this down. And I think what's more happening is an activation, a remembrance is happening inside of me, because there is a tendency. It's easy to think we're here alone. You know, I talk about the people feeling alone, feeling depressed, challenged, and, you know, the sense of not having community. And I think we are waking up to the importance of remembering the community, not just community, quote unquote, outside of us, but the community within us, you know, and to just making room for that. So much I want to say, but I'm just going to keep. I think I want to ask you some more questions, Lisa. I don't know. This is just how the show started out today. We are co-hosts, but I want to ask some more questions.
That's great.
For people who may be, you know, sort of new to this idea, or even think maybe they were raised in a culture, in an environment where they're saying, well, we don't worship our ancestors. Ancestral worship is of the devil, or it's evil, it's negative. You just only look to God, you only look to Muhammad, you only look to Jesus, you only look to whatever. And the fact that they're listening, clearly they're open to the information. What can they start to do to embrace the idea that our ancestors are part of who we are, they are really alive, and it's okay to be at peace with that?
Yeah, it's one of the really great things about this time of year, that November 1st it's a day that provides multiple ways to intersect with our ancestors in the season. So if you're more rooted in a Western culture tradition that has a little bit more of a difficulty recognizing the ancestors, you can claim the day, you can claim the season through the All Saints Day, the All Souls Day, those namings of the day come from Western culture. So it makes it a little bit less scary, a little bit more familiar if you're more steeped in a Western framework.
Yes.
All, you know, Day of the Dead is more indigenous rooted wisdom, originally from Mexico, but, you know, the deal is our ancestors all over the place, not just in Mexico. So we can follow the lead. If we don't have Mexican heritage, we can look to our Mexican brothers and sisters to learn from them, to help reclaim the indigenous wisdom that lives in all of us, no matter what the country origins are of our ancestors. So it's part of the beauty of this season, that it does provide multiple ways as kind of an ambassador. We could see November 1st, we could see this week, this season, as an ambassador to our ancestors in whatever ways most comfortable, most accessible for us. I also want to honor Celtic tradition. So Irish tradition this season, November 1st, is the Samhain holiday, which is it's another tradition that recognizes this season, particularly through the harvest, the harvesting part of the season. That Celtic tradition, it's pre-Christian, it's an ancient indigenous Celtic tradition. That holiday, that day marks the halfway point between the autumn, the fall, and the winter solstice. So it's a real, you know, being in touch with the rhythms of the season, not our institutional religious markers, but the nature's rhythms. You know, nature again belongs to all of us, and we belong to it. So,
indeed,
those are the things that pop up. Ask what you ask.
Yes, I hear you. I want to take a quick call because the question actually is in alignment with what we're talking about here. Let's go to Tia. Tia in Atlanta. Love and happiness. Hey, Tia, how are you doing?
Hey,
are you there, Tia? Hello there.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Oh, okay, cool. So I had a question about honoring your ancestors, which is something that's fairly new to me because, as you mentioned, I'm kind of brought up with more westernized type of culture. And so I'm trying to embrace this, but I wanted to ask, how do you honor an ancestor that you did not have a relationship with while they were here? And then just overall, are all ancestors worthy of honor or honoring?
Mm. Good question.
Thank you for your questions. Thank you for your questions. Mm. So the first question, how do you honor an ancestor?
Yeah, I'm going to mute you, and I'll come back to you because of the background noise, but we'll answer the question, all right, Tia? All right, go ahead, Lisa.
Okay, so the first question, how do you honor an ancestor you didn't know when they were alive? Just a few things.
It's actually two parts. She said an ancestor you didn't have a good relationship or the ones you didn't know at all.
Yeah. So even if we didn't know them, or if we knew them and we didn't like them,
uh-huh.
you know, or it was rough, it was a rocky road with them, they still belong just like us. We all belong in our families. It's one of the principles around what promotes love and life flowing freely in family life that I've come to really deeply see over the years I've been in this constellation field, how deeply true that is. So it's not about trying to force yourself or pretend that things were different than what they were with that person. It's not about pretending. It's not about being inauthentic. But you can do simple things like you could light a candle. I'm going to say a few things on the things you can do externally and things more kind of internally inside your own soul. But you could light a candle just to simply acknowledge the presence of that person, their place of belonging in the family. No one can take that person's place. The constellation work is such a helpful way for us to see how, so people can read more about this after the show's over. When we don't acknowledge the place of the people in our families and our ancestries, what happens is that there is a very deep, unconscious, blind way that the family and the family soul, what happens is somebody else tries to pick up the fate or play out some portion of that person's life whose place we don't want to acknowledge.
Mm-hmm.
So there's everything to gain. There's everything for the whole system, for the whole blueprint of the family to receive by acknowledging the place, especially of the ones who've been difficult. Because the other piece of it is that chances are they're not the first ones to be difficult. They're usually carrying something heavy on behalf of the family. When we've had an ancestor who's been difficult, who's, you know, we'll just leave it at that, there's something difficult about them, they're usually carrying something really heavy on behalf of the whole system, the whole family system. So you're not the first ones to be doing that. So it's a very powerful thing. We don't realize how powerful we are. That by acknowledging them, again, simple, just light a little candle for them, saying, I remember you. Your place in the family remains. Don't try to get into a big, like, analyzing it or trying to understand it, because it is beyond the mind.
Uh-huh.
So the other thing you can do, you don't have to do this with a candle. You can just do it in your own prayers, your own meditations. You can just inside your own self say, you know, say the person's name, name what the relationship is. You're my uncle, my grandfather, my aunt, my mother, my great-grandmother, you know, whomever the person is, and you're part of the family, and so am I. Now, sometimes that creates, it triggers so much emotion, it feels like too much.
Uh-huh.
It can feel like, oh, like, I can't do that. That's going to bring up a lot of feeling. That's a sign of deep love when that's there. It's a sign that there's some unprocessed truths in the larger family field. And so when that's the case, this is where what I said earlier about our ancestors are a great untapped natural resource. It's possible to consider just the idea that we could ask them for help in the processing of whatever happened. So these are just some ideas to consider. The second question, can you repeat back to me this?
Yes, the other part of the question is, are all ancestors worthy of honor regardless?
They're certainly worthy of acknowledgement, because without them we wouldn't be here. And they walked on the earth before we did. So that's worthy of acknowledgement.
You know, I'm hearing the statement, we're only as strong as our weakest link, or you're only as strong as your weakest link. And, I mean, what Tia is asking is such a powerful question. And Living Light is also saying, yes, she can relate to that. And there's this idea that because we don't know them. Now, I don't know my grandfathers on my father's side or my mother's side, but I don't know them. I know my grandmothers. I mean, on my mother's side, I was closer more to my grandmother. I think my grandmother on my father's side, she transitioned quite early, but I still have memories of her. For me, what has helped me in my healing is recognizing if, I mean, we can, I'm talking grandmother. So what about my grandparents? What about my great-grandparents? My great-great-grandparents?
Yeah.
There are some. Yep. There's so many people that came before us that we don't even know their story. We don't know if they were, if you will, good or bad, to be loved or to be hate. And I understand the mind, because, you know, we've strengthened the mind to really want to do this black and white thing. But for me, part of the healing for me was to recognize that who I am today, as you said earlier, Lisa, is because of those who came before me. You know, no one else, you said, no one can take their place. Now, if there's somebody in my lineage that just did something that to hear about it would make me ashamed, there's nothing, there's really, actually, first of all, I'm not even responsible for that. I'm not even responsible to be carrying the shame or the guilt for that. But at the same time, I know that the life that lived in them lives in me, because I am an extension of all those who come ahead of us, who came before me. Now, it's a tricky thing, but I shared an image that came to me many, I think last year or 2 years ago, and I've mentioned it. But one of the visuals that came for me, and listeners, if you're in a place where you can write something, write, it'll be good. And what I had to do was just get a piece of paper and use any symbol, whatever, a dot, a circle, a triangle, a square, and just put it at the top of the page. And then under that circle, whatever symbol you write, put another two circles underneath that. They're representing, see, the first circle represents you. The second one represents your mom and your dad. Then, of course, your mom and dad have their parents. Put another circle under your mom and dad, each one. So you have one, two, four, and it goes on and on and on and on. So if you really just step out of the confine of the logical mind, you just think, to even say thousands upon thousands and thousands and thousands of people came before you existed today, and the life they lived in you. Their life lives in you. And for me, I believe that if I was to say one of my ancestors did an evil act or I didn't get on with them, I hated them, I am cursing myself. I'm cursing the life that lives in me. So I have judgment of the past. That's something I need to work with. That's the way I look at it. That's what brought me healing. I mean, you know, I don't know. We may have to talk about that, but, you know, I'm originally from Nigeria, and my story about honoring ancestors came in a roundabout kind of way. I think I'm learning more in America about honoring my ancestors than I did in Nigeria. So it's an interesting story, but it's really allowing the things that you're hearing, listeners, to just let it sink. You know, we're taking your questions. And the questions are good because the questions allow us to go deeper. Let's see. There's something in the chat room here. Living Light said, I needed to hear this answer. I have ancestors I don't know and ancestors I didn't like. She said, this explains so much of the dysfunction I see in my family. She said, my brother, who had never met my grandfather, who was an alcoholic, abusive, misused spiritual powers, has taken on his energy in a destructive way. So maybe I can be the bridge, light the candle, and acknowledge his presence. She's a very deep today. And I would like us maybe a little bit, just to kind of break it down a little bit more, Lisa, before we take the next call, because I know we've got another caller. When you talk about being in deep love to our ancestors, the things that have happened, because of what I know, Living Light is talking about what you're talking about. I want you to kind of break that down, what you mean when you say sometimes the things that we're moving, you know, if someone in the family is abusive now, an alcoholic, it can be in deep resonance to an ancestor.
Yes, yes. So a couple different ways of looking at it. You've heard me say before, we're not as original as we want to think that we are.
Mm-hmm.
So we are in connection in ways that are beyond our mind's ability to understand. We are in connection with the ones who came before us. And what happens in family life, what happens in the blueprint of our ancestry, is when there's somebody who's had whatever experience they had, particularly one that was difficult.
Hmm.
You know, they had a difficult fate. They did things that caused harm to others, caused harm to themselves. There's a human experience that happens where it's easy to want to exclude that person, not acknowledge them, kick them out of family. They're a scapegoat. They're a black sheep. All those phrases that we know. Well, what happens in that experience is that the family, because it's a system, it's not an individual. We're focused so much in the States on the individual. The family is a system. We're deeply connected with everybody, even the ones we never met, even the ones we didn't know about. So what happens when there's somebody who's had this difficult experience, again, if they're not acknowledged in a way that really means recognizing that they still belong, no matter what you do, you still belong in the family. Somebody in a later generation will play it out. They'll do the same thing. They'll carry out the same energy. And it goes on and on and on from one generation to the next. So the focus in the States on family, this time we live in right now for the last several decades, several generations, the focus on family is too narrow. It's on the parent-child relationship. Sometimes we acknowledge the influence of the grandparents. It's way too narrow of a slice.
Mm-hmm.
It's too narrow of a window of how we look at family. So this is one of the blessings. It's not new. What I'm saying is the roots of it are not new. The roots of it are indigenous wisdom deeply. But this Western method, this family constellation, systemic constellation method that I invite people to read about, it's really immediately shows us how true this is. And so,
yes,
our family system has a drive toward balance, meaning if there's something out of balance earlier in the generation, somebody's not seen, or there's some harm that was caused, some injustice that happened that wasn't recognized, that wasn't balanced out at the time of the injustice, there's going to be later a pressure later in the generations to try to bring that into visibility.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be a pressure later on for the ones who have been not acknowledged to somehow carry that same thing out, just trying to get them seen. So the person who wrote in, it's a beautiful, beautiful classic example, the brother, her brother, trying to get the grandfather recognized.
Mm-hmm.
Her brother trying to get the grandfather's place recognized.
Let me just check with Tia and see if we answered a question or if we triggered another question before we go to the next caller. Tia.
Yes, today.
Yeah, are you there? Okay, did that answer your question,
here,
or did it trigger more questions?
It did, and it did.
It did what?
I said it did answer the question, but it did trigger other questions.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I say give all the questions.
Say other, probably not other questions, but I think it's just more of me contemplating some other things based off of your response.
Okay.
Give all the questions a good home in your heart. We're too focused on our minds in Western culture.
Mm-hmm.
So I encourage you to give all the questions that come to you, give them a good home in your heart. Let them unfold there. And then from that place, it will guide your mind to the places that are useful for your mind to go. But the best questions are ones to, in this field that we're talking about, is to let them unfold in the heart.
Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Well.
I am inspired. Do we have a minute before the break?
Yes. I want to say what you want to say, and then I want to take a call before we take the break. Go ahead. So,
okay. The what you're in contact when you asked your questions, for me, at least, the question, are all ancestors worthy of honoring and being honored in the same way? The flip side of that question is, are all children worthy of being honored to be held in innocence and safety and freedom? Because we don't get one without the other.
Can you repeat that question again? Because it's so, the mind probably grasped it, but I want you to repeat that question again, Lisa, so we can all get it.
The what I just said?
Yes, about all children that you say.
The question, are all ancestors worthy of being honored in the same way? The flip side of that question is, are all children worthy of being held in the place of innocence and safety and freedom in the same way? Because we don't get one without the other. We don't get children don't get to have that place unless there is this recognition of our ancestors first. Otherwise, what happens, the children take it on. The children will take on the question. It's what we've been doing as daughters and sons, and it's what we unknowingly, blindly, out of a deep blind love toward all the things behind us that haven't been acknowledged, our human tendency is to keep passing on the pattern. So it's a big deal. All these questions, this conversation, it's in contact with a lot of love, a lot of love. And in the deepest way, this is about moving from blind love to awake love. The blind love says, I keep excluding my alcoholic grandfather. The blind love says, you don't have a right to belong because of everything you did and didn't do. The blind love says, it's too much, the grief is too much for me to recognize how hard it is to stay in life after you died. So many things like this. That's what the blind love says. The awake love says, everyone belongs. Thank you for passing life on. I'll do the rest myself.
Oh. Thank you, Tia. Thank you for your question. And thank you, Lisa, for what you're sharing, because I feel like I'm getting goosebumps over here. And this conversation is bringing, you know, for me, it's like that all of life is sacred. So, Tia, thank you very much for your question. We, you know, before we take the next call, I think we just need to take a break, because that's loaded. And loaded in the sense that we're all in touch with it. I mean, I like to believe, this is how I operate, that all of us that are listening now, we're invoking this. You know, your ancestors as you are part of the co-producing, co-hosting of this show, and we are all listening to the information. And this conversation, it requires dropping a little bit lower beyond the mind. Yes, ask the question, but just drop beyond the mind. See, the mind asks a question and needs an answer. Give me an answer. You must know why you did that. There's a reason for everything. And maybe there is, maybe there isn't, but it really doesn't matter. But if we can ask the question from a heart place, heart space, and let the answer rise up rather than trying to figure it out. We are going to take a very quick break. We've got another caller who's also waiting patiently. And we're just going to let that land. Let's take a break. I need a break. Let me speak for myself. You are listening to the Ask. No, it's not. See, I told you I need a break. You're listening to Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Ade. Lisa Iverson is the author of Ancestral Blueprints, Revealing Invisible Truth in America's Soul. And picking up this book, reading this book, will reveal the invisible truth in your own soul. To find out more about Lisa's work, she's got two websites. One website is lisaiverson.com, Lisa, L-I-S-A. Iverson, IVERSEN.com. Now, Lisa's been talking about the family constellation work. Yeah, that's not the word I'm looking for, but that's the quickest one. Go to Family Constellations West, as in constellation stars, familyconstellationswest.com. Now, you may have a chance to scan some things before we finish the show, but it's a good place to get a better understanding. So we are going to take a quick break and then come back and take another call. You are listening to Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Ade. The number is 347-426-3346. And if you have questions, press 1 on your keypad. We'll be back.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Did you know when the body is balanced, it heals itself? This is the guiding principle of Dr. Mark Armstrong. Dr. Mark is the founder of Ahimke Center for Wholeness. Ahimke is a wellness center that offers services and training programs that help you grow yourself. Ahimke is a word which symbolizes our commitment to honor the sacredness of all life and our respect for the vital force that flows through all living creatures. We seek to teach and heal, and thereby express our love for mankind, the earth, and the infinite universe. Ahimke Center for Wholeness services include acupressure, foot detoxification, Reiki, iridology, massage, Ahimke Mind Management, which is a process that uses the natural rhythms of the body to balance the mind. It enables total well-being and getting the thinking out of the way so the brainstem can do its work, and much more. For more information, visit ahimke.net. That's ahimki.net. Ahimke Center for Wholeness, honoring the ancient practice of energy medicine.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
We all need ritual in our lives. We need to welcome ourselves, to wake up to rituals. Rituals are important in giving us a sense of being, a sense of presence, in being able to connect with one another, with the earth, with all the different elements in our lives. Rituals are to the soul what physical food is to our body. In our country, when we wake up every morning, it is important to welcome ourselves from all the journeys that we have taken while we were asleep. So we wake up, we hold ourselves, and we welcome ourselves back from wherever we have been.
So Bumfu So May, reminding us of rituals, the thing you do over and over to achieve a certain result, and recognizing that we're so much more than the body, that we got to honor our soul and welcome all of us. You are listening to Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Ade. We're taking your questions. The number is 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad. Let's go to, actually, let me tell you this. To find out more about Sabonfo Somme, I like to give people information you can find out about it. It's Sabonfo. com. Let me just make sure that's correct before we take the call. Yes, it is. I'm sure it is. SOBONFU.com. You can find out more about Sabonfo's work. Let's go to Chinyere. Hello, Chinyere, calling from Chicago. Are you there?
Hi. Yes, I'm here.
Hello. Thank you for being patient.
Hi. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it. I just was calling because I seem to be right now going through a similar pattern that my mom went through, and I remember just saying I never want to go through that pattern where it seemed like she was always not able to pay her rent and not able to do things in a timely fashion. And I remember always just feeling like, why do we have to be that way? And I'm the only child. And I remember just running so fast away from that. And now I find myself starting my own business, and I've been doing my work emotionally and spiritually in terms of that. But it seems like there's some sort of blockage that whenever I try and move fully forward, it's like I can coach everyone else. And, you know, I have these awesome coaching sessions and healing sessions with others. But for myself, I seem to just be met with these challenges. And it's just so frustrating. It's like, I don't know, it's like being this enlightened person who is steadily in a barrel. So it's like, uh-huh. And I saw these same things with my mom. However, she didn't have as much. I didn't see her as open as I am. I'm very open and transparent with others and attempt to really walk this authentic line. But yet and still, it's just really frustrating because I don't know. So I just need a clarity in that sense. Did that make sense? Did you want me to form it in a question or something?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. You're good. We hear you. We were just listening. You didn't lose us. Okay, I'm going to put you on mute, and then we'll come back to you just to
That's
make sure
fine.
To see how that lands. All right, go ahead, Lisa.
Yeah, thank you for calling in. And without knowing more details than what you've said, I do want you to know how very common it is, what you're describing. And through the lens that I work with, the constellation work that I referred to earlier, what you're describing is a very deep kind of blind love that a daughter or a son can have toward their mom or their dad. And in that blind love place, it's a place of saying, I'll do the same as you. It's a daughter or a son's. It's not logical. It has nothing to do with logic. It has nothing to do with will. It has to do with blind love's attempt to try to get the difficulty and the hardship that your mother carried made visible. So this is what we do in family life so often, is that the youngest generation will keep a suffering going to try to get the hardship and the suffering of the previous generation simply seen. So if or when that's the case, what can allow it to shift in a gentle way? I'm a fan of how we can shift these patterns in a gentle way, because it is bigger than us. It's bigger than our minds, bigger than our wills. Often when there is this kind of a love, it goes before a two-generation pattern. There's usually some suffering or hardship in the grandparent, great-grandparent, great-great-grandparents. You know, it's usually a generational pattern that creates a real challenge for shifting the pattern. So being able to consider gently shifting this is to begin with a prayer, a meditation with your mom inside your own heart that says to her, now I love you in a new way. And the new way has to do with leaving her suffering and her hardship with her.
Hmm.
Now, that's a movement that, for most of us, that can be a movement that unfolds in our whole life, not like in a day or a week. It's not, you know, we live in a very culture that moves really quickly.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm describing is something that is a movement, particularly when, again, there has been hardship, suffering that's like a generational inheritance. This can begin an expansion of recognizing whatever those truths were in those generations before your mom, but recognizing that they're the best ones to carry what belongs to them. And that includes whatever hardship they experienced.
Yeah.
This is a real shift to see that they're the best ones to carry what belongs to them. And that the best way to honor your mom, to honor the ones before her, is to leave their suffering with them. It honors their dignity. It honors their strength, that they're the best ones to carry it. It honors that whatever circumstance they may have been in that was bigger than them, that they had the strength, the resilience to live through it, even if they maybe died at a young age.
Mm.
You know, they experienced what they experienced. They were the best ones to do it, just like we're the best ones to experience what's ours, not to experience what's theirs. So there's so much in your question that it's really for all of us. It's absolutely for all of us, you know.
Mm.
It shows you that there can be a confusion we don't even realize is there.
Right.
A confusion of who we are, who they are, present time and circumstance and place, this kind of a thing. Mm. So thank you so much for calling in.
Yeah, Chinyere, I'm going to come to you in a minute, but Lisa, I want to ask you this for the benefit of the listeners, especially when you talk about the confusion. When you talk about leaving the hardship with whoever had it, can you kind of unpack that? How do we do that? How do we leave the hardship with our parents and not carry it forward anymore? What does that look like?
It looks like recognizing that what they lived through, what they experienced, is done.
Mm.
So we can be, you know, out of love, out of loss, out of trauma, we can be really confused about time and place and circumstance. We can be working really hard to prevent something that's already happened to somebody else.
Oh, wow. Is that so? That would be the same thing when we say, "I never want to be like my dad. I never want to be like my mother." Is that would that be that similar? Okay, got it.
I don't want to be like my dad. I don't want to be like my mom. Usually translates into we end up being just like our mom, just like our dad.
You become that you judge. Yes. Go ahead.
And the reality is, we are them.
Mm.
If we can, we are them. We wouldn't be us without them having gotten together and conceived us. So it is impossible. Mm. It is the biggest source of depletion of energy to spend one's life in a place of resistance, not wanting to be like our parents. And it's when that's there, it's a testimony that there was pain. There was pain. But it's a so recognizing to whom does the pain belong? And, you know, recognizing that, again, there's a different way to love. I'm not talking about the kind of flowery love that's on the radio. I'm talking about love in the soul that says, I'm going to keep a pattern going to get, again, to get some difficult truth made visible.
Mm.
So if my parents, my grandparents had a lot of hardship, for me to feel really free to leave it with them means I might carry a little bit of guilt. There's going to be a transition process where I'm going to feel a little bit guilty to be successful, whatever that means.
Mm-hmm.
If my parents were in poverty, I'm going to feel a little bit guilty to make money, to not be struggling so much. There's going to be a period of time. There's a necessary transition to go from being still in poverty to being not in poverty. It's a transition.
You know, when I think about this conversation we're having and connections with the one who came before us, ancestors, for me, because I think of all the spiritual centers that we have, the churches, the mosque, people gathering in the name of God, in the name of love, and we're looking for world peace and all this other stuff. For me personally, I think the challenges that we're going through and growing through is an opportunity for us to heal by becoming aware of what happened in the past and being able to leave it with our parents. And the information is getting out. That's the way I see it. I mean, I'm sure other people see it differently. But I think our responsibility, if you will, is be able to leave the thing, the hardship, where it belongs so that we can continue. I mean, it's going to happen anyway. We either pass that hardship onto our children or we bring a new awareness, a new way of looking at life. And, you know, the whole thing about not wanting to be like our parents. I told my father recently, and because I had the experience about a week ago or so, I looked in the mirror, and looking back at me was my dad. I'm like, oh, yeah. My God, there's my father looking back at me. And it wasn't scary, but it was just like I saw myself looking like my father. And he got hold of that information. It tickled him. He felt good about that. We talked about it, and he gave me another gift, but you know, I just want to say this. I may talk about that story or not because time is doing what time does. It keeps moving. The number is 347-426-3346. Those of you who are on the phone lines, if you have any questions, comments, or thoughts, press 1 on your keypad and we'll come to you. And then those of you who are listening, if you want to call in, you've got a few minutes to do that because we're getting ready to release the show. But I'm finding that in even being at peace, even being at peace with what I don't like or what I want to be different ends up coming back and becoming a blessing. And I'm kind of feeling led to share the experience, and I gave a short version. I don't think I did it on my show. But anyway, you know, it's as I was telling you before the show, I had an experience with my father on Sunday. Now, for me, I'm not saying my father, that how I experienced my father, because it's very important for me to own that and claim it, not make him wrong or anything. I didn't experience my father as really honoring my work. He thought it was great. The work that I do is great, but I don't think it didn't come across to me. I didn't feel like he thought it was a big deal. It's like anybody can do it. And my father and I, we've been on a powerful healing journey. I've gone from what I think he should be doing and how he should be expressing himself, what he should be telling me or not telling me, to a point where I just said, you know what, it's really up to me. Whatever I want from my father, give it. If you want your father to be more open, tell you about how his day went, you tell him how your day went. And that's helped me. And so with my work, too, I just release the expectation of him wanting to hear him say, I'm really proud of you, you're doing amazing work. On Sunday, he was watching, I think it's a minister, but I don't know if he uses the term minister, as Miles Monroe. He's very popular here. Some of the listeners may know him. And Miles Monroe's message is very universal, even though I think it's taught through the Christian perspective. But his message is very inspiring, very motivational. He was in Nigeria speaking to a group of young people, and I called my father on Sunday, and while I called him, he was watching that. And my father said, wow, I was just thinking about you. I said, really? I said, what were you thinking? He said, you know, I'm sitting there looking at this guy. His name is Miles Monroe, and he's really touching me. I mean, he said, I have tears coming to my eyes as I listen to him, hearing his story, how he made it. He's talking about not giving up on dreams and go after your dreams. He said, but I just found myself thinking, wow, how great would it be to see my son, me, to see my son come to America and teach the same message to people. Now, when he told me that, I felt it to some level. I didn't have enough sleep, so I think I couldn't really process that love that was coming my way. I took a 2-hour nap. It's when I woke up and I reflected on the conversation. Oh my God! I realized that my father gave me one of the greatest gifts because it conveyed to me that he sees me fully, that he sees my work. And for him to have a vision of seeing me be in Nigeria teaching, speaking, or whatever the case may be, was very big based on my journey with my father, my parents. And, I mean, every time I've tried to tell people about it, I'm just in tears because I get in touch with the love. And my father even said, why don't you write a book? Because when you have a book, then people, more people know about you. And just reflecting on that, it's like, he really gets this. And I told him, I said, I'm actually working on one right now. And he said, yeah, how would it make him feel? And, you know, that's major healing for me. And I don't even think my mind quite understands the healing. But I'm getting it every day. The more I think about it, the more I reflect on it. And for me, I know, I feel like part of it was, part of the healing was me looking in the mirror and seeing my father and be okay with it, rather than, oh, my God, I look like my father. You know, and it's, but it's just like, oh, I look like my father. And allowing him to be where he is, releasing judgment, and I even have this more in a grounded place to give back to my father. It's part of our culture, you know, when your parents are in, at home, you send money, you take care of them. But I feel more grounded to do that. And I think we all have that responsibility to free ourselves from the pain and judgment of the past, so that we may live life fully right now. And that's why I love our conversation, the honor, and we talk about honoring ancestors. It is so, so important. You're not disconnected. We are not disconnected from our ancestors. We are not. We are not. No matter, doctors will tell you you're not disconnected from your ancestors because they will ask about your genes, your genetic, your heritage. There's heart attack in your family. You have cancer in your family because they know it's linked. But we're taking it to a whole new level. Rather than look for this ease, look at the ease of embracing the connection. When you understand the connection, then you can bring ease to the dis-ease, because the dis-ease shows up in relationships. And we wonder why we go through what we're going through. But sometimes it's about making space for the challenges. Lisa, I'm throwing it over to you.
I'm just so grateful you're sharing that recent experience with your dad, and it's just a reminder of the daughter-son experience and how much it does mean to us when our fathers or our mothers say these things. And so, I mean, what a deep, deep, profound blessing that exchange with him, that's for a lifetime.
Yes. Yeah. And let me be a little bit more transparent. Let me tell you a bit more truth. Sorry to interrupt, Lisa. Because I was gonna tell some friends about it so I don't forget. Then I thought, no, I'm going to write it in my journal. But then I just had this feeling to record it. I have a recorder on my phone, and I had a feeling to record it. And so it was real. You know, when I was recording it, I couldn't talk.
Right.
I was in tears because I realized what that means to me. It's like, wow, for my father to really see me. Yes, I don't think I fought it. I did the fighting thing, and I just released it. But the gift, that gift that he gave me, was it's beyond words. So much so that I didn't have words to record. It was just like I tried to talk and just more tears. I'm like, whoa, I didn't know it meant that much to me. And, you know, I am grateful. But, yes, it is a gift.
And I know we are coming to a close here, but I want to take this gift as a reminder to say to the woman who sent us an email at the beginning of the show, I hope that the conversation is helpful for her in some way. She's dealing with her former husband, father of their children, and it's a rocky road. And her experience is a reminder that sometimes we recruit people to show us how much there's somebody in our own families we come from who's waiting to be acknowledged. Mm. So when we have a difficult thing with a person, sometimes they're an ambassador back to our own families we come from. So it's something to consider. It's just something to consider whether or not for her, and this is for everybody who's in a rocky spot with their former spouse, whether or not the former spouse is an ambassador to somebody in their own family. Because usually there's some dynamic in family life trying to get away from some, you know, fill in the blank. And,
yes.
And so we never, this is really impossible to do because they're in us. And so the gift of your, there's some connection, don't need to understand it, but the connection between the gift, this experience for you as a son with your dad, that gives strength to say what I'm saying about this experience. So I'm going to, I know we got to close. Thank you so much for our time together, and may the blessings ripple out in ways that are beyond our wildest imaginations. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you, Lisa, for your deep wisdom and your compassion, reminding us to just embrace and make room for the awareness of what was to be seen. Thank you. Be back for Ancestral Blueprints next month. And I think that's the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, in continuing our conversation about honoring our blueprints. Thank you, Lisa. I appreciate you.
Back at you. Bye-bye.
Yes, yes. Bye-bye. Yes, yes, yes. We're getting ready to release the show. This is Karen Drucker in Beauty. May I walk. May you walk in beauty. I'm taking a week off, well, from hosting shows. So I'll be back on air. Let's see. I'll be back on the 11th. I'm not doing reruns. No, I'm not doing reruns. I need a break. No editing. So I'll be back on the 11th. Good time to be back. The shows are archived. Check out Ambassador tomorrow, 7 p.m. Eastern. Celeste on Sunday, 8 p.m. Eastern. And just come back and listen to the archive, lifeconversationsradio.com. Listen to the sounds of soul on Saturday, 10 p.m. Eastern. on 12radio.com. And just catch the information on Facebook or whatever. We always post. Thank you for being the light you want to see. Thank you for being willing to face yourself. We love you, we bless you, we appreciate you, and we thank you. Have a wonderful time doing whatever you're doing. Peace and blessings. In beauty may I walk. Karen Drucker, KarenDrucker.com. We're out.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.